All right, we're gonna go with Michael's suggestion.
Man,
ow. Oh god, ow.
That was worse than the bees.
Oh god, that hurt. Gotta think my ears are bleeding.
You sound like a horse.
Everything is amplified like times 100 under these things.
If you had headphones on when you just sneezed, the whole earth, the whole earth just shook. Pastor has now walked into the room after the earth just shook.
The shepherd is watching the sheep.
Welcome to the fun Good Friday episode of the Lifeline Podcast, an outreach ministry of the South Gastonia Church of God. Today we take a little break from the serious side of our past podcasts and have a little fun. Bruce, Gracelyn, and Christina are joining the podcast today for some laughs and frivolity. Now here are your hosts, the wild man, Alex Cash, magical musician, Michael Phillips, and the man with the dulcet voice, Chad Privet. Take it away, guys.
The wife wants to, she wants a McDonald's ice cream cone.
The baby wants a McDonald's ice cream cone.
The baby.
She said, the bean wants an ice cream cone.
She's with
I,
the
said, I told her the other day, I said, it's not chicken nuggies.
I said, as long as I can get a coffee, I don't care.
The other voice that you hear in the room is who I like to call Gracklin.
Why would you do me
It's
like
an inside
that?
Joke, but it's Gracelyn. Say, hey, Gracelyn.
Hi.
So she is here chilling with us tonight, and it is Good Friday.
You're gold.
So, first off, missed y'all last week.
I know.
Yeah.
Scheduling is difficult.
It is.
We recorded on a Sunday, which is unusual.
It was a busy Sunday, too.
It was a very busy Sunday. It was Palm Sunday.
There was a lot going on at church that day.
It was. And I didn't get a nap that day, and I'm in rare form without a nap. It was rough.
Yeah.
But Kim's, like, the discussion with her was, like, out of this world. It was really good.
That's good.
She spit a lot of knowledge. She was nervous as can be, but...
She didn't spit.
Not literally.
You beat me to it. Dang.
Oh, speaking of which, we come up with, like, his new, like, his signature.
Oh, yeah.
In the podcast.
No, he's talking
about. So, like, two episodes ago, when the last time we were all three sitting here, mm-hmm. I said bye, and then you said bye, and he was like, peace. Mm. Well, he did it again. The last time it was just me and him. And we just figured out that that's his signature when we closed it out.
Okay. I got you.
I didn't even think about it. It just happened.
It
was cool.
It was great.
Now I'm nervous. Now I gotta make sure I do it good since you put it out there like that.
It'll just flow. It'll be okay. But we've missed you.
I've missed being here. The schedule has not been in my favor, but it's okay. I'm glad that we have a good team here. We can flow and still make this thing happen.
I told Alex last, a week before last, I said I miss my coffee buddy. Even though I don't drink the coffee.
Yeah.
But he brings the coffee.
I just make it smell good in here.
Alex wouldn't know.
Aw. He can't smell.
You can't smell.
No.
not a thing.
Born this way, dog. So if I stink right now, you gotta let me know. I just preach, so.
Did you have the vid?
Hmm? No, he's never been able to smell.
I
ever.
Have failed that test 5 times. Kind of disappointed, honestly.
Oh, man.
It's the only test I failed multiple occasions.
He'll sniff every candle, though.
Just for the sensation of...
No,
one day,
for my satisfaction.
One day, I'm like, man, maybe I'll sniff a candle, but like, boom, it smells. But nah, just because she'll like hold up a candle, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, that smells like peach magnolia, because I just read the label on the candle on the shelf.
For my satisfaction.
Wow.
So
amazing.
Sweet.
That's great.
So we thought that we were going to have a little bit of fun, because it's Good Friday.
Don't ask me to shuffle.
I'm not. Well, they've not been used, so.
I grew up not being allowed to play cards.
So.
I'm sorry.
I didn't believe in gambling.
We ain't betting anything because I ain't got nothing to bet.
I'm just kidding. Whoever's listening, we're not pulling out a deck of playing cards. That's not what we're doing.
Chad, tell us what these cards are.
Please, before I stick my foot in my mouth.
Okay. This is a game called Cards Christians Like. And it's kind of similar if you've ever played the game Apples to Apples.
I love that game.
It's very similar to that. You've got two color cards, a blue card and a white card in this case. You read the blue card. It has blanks in the blue card. And everybody gets to draw or place their own white card.
Okay.
So if you want to hand out, like, give us 10 white cards each, or for the sake of time, let's just do 5. And they lay the white card and you read it in replace of the blank that's on the blue card. And this is it says a party game but with convictions.
Chad, this is wrong. They printed the stuff upside down. Oh wait.
All right. So the thing, well, I don't know where the instructions are. I don't know where it went, but it says the most, what I say it was? Most spiritual person goes first. So, in this case, Michael will be going first.
Whoa. Time out. Time out.
Well, we dictated that outside before we come in here.
Because I was still in church while y'all's area had dismissed, and I was still...
Okay, I thought he was calling us out for
being
a second.
Fed by pastor.
This one is upside down. Okay.
Hey, I preached a good 40 minutes, roughly.
Close. It was at 7:59. All
right. 30-some minutes.
It's all good.
It's better than what it used to be.
Okay. So, Michael.
Yes. Hold up. If so, I don't put one of my cards down right here.
You get to pick our cards.
I'll pick y'all's cards. So,
and then you'll shuffle our cards and just pick whichever one's the funniest.
I'll shuffle. Okay. So I gotta read this. It says what?
And if there is two blanks on the card, you'll draw one before he reads the card, and then we'll lay down two. Does that make sense?
All right.
I'll explain it again, but
so this says, "Come on, ... Even Jesus is getting tired of blank." I'm not looking, because I
pick which one you want and lay your card down.
I can't see who picks what, and I got to shuffle around. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This would have been a perfect episode to have a YouTube.
Oh, yes,
like,
it would.
To record,
mm-hmm.
Because I imagine that this is going to be so funny if... All right, so I got them. You guys hear me shuffling these cards around. I don't know who laid down what, all right? So, all right. Come on. Even Jesus is getting tired of chicken minis, wearing shorts to church, Brian Houston sounding like the shark from Finding Nemo. Perfect. I'm going with that one.
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Sorry. That was me. Oh, that's good. I don't know who Brian Houston is.
He's the pastor of Hillsong Church.
Oh,
in Australia.
Oh.
So how many cards do you collect to win?
7.
All right. So it's the Christian version of Apples to Apples. I'm digging
Let's
this.
Go.
This is funny. All right.
So all right. So here we get the blue card, and then all the white cards. Just discard them over here. All
right.
And there also says if you have a card in your hand that you don't understand, you have to confess it to the group, and then you can draw another one.
Oh, this is the best.
Okay.
So if you don't understand something, so your go.
My go.
Yeah, we'll just go this way.
This is a lot of pressure. All right. Okay. So the card says, what is the difference between a Pentecostal and a Baptist?
Oh, no. And pastor's been...
This is too good that I have this card.
What is the difference between a Pentecostal and a Baptist?
Yeah. The difference.
You want to help me play?
Oh, man.
Oh.
I'm kind of going to go with this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Close
my
eyes.
You're not supposed to look. Gracelyn, you're being too quiet. You got to engage
in
this.
I'm just here, y'all. I'm just here.
This is great. Okay. All right.
You need another one?
Oh, we got to draw a new card, don't we?
I can't take the suspense.
Thank you.
Go ahead. You're good.
Okay.
All right, I wanted to play this one.
Oh, no, right?
The card I just
I hate when that happens.
Perfect.
All right. What is the difference between a Pentecostal and a Baptist? Volunteering? Making a joyful noise unto the Lord? And gossiping in the form of a prayer request?
Gossiping in the form of a prayer request.
Okay.
Wow.
So the difference between a Pentecostal and a Baptist definitely has to be gossiping in the form of a prayer request.
Whoop.
So I give that to Chad. Not that Pentecostals do that by any means. Just throwing that out there.
We're Baptists.
Volunteering almost got me though.
I want to say, okay, so you chose that card. Gossiping in the form of a prayer request. Can we get an example?
No.
I need you
because
to
then I'm going to end up saying something I probably shouldn't.
Come on, can we get an example? Gossiping in the form of a prayer request. How is that?
I heard. It always starts out with I heard.
You can engage too. It's fine.
I'm listening.
Like, I heard so and so has.
What?
Pray for them, please. Keep them in your prayers.
You're going to have to edit that one out. That's a little extreme.
First, to the highest.
It was bad as the first word that came to mind to when I thought about a disease.
Shame.
Well, I did.
You got to recap that one.
Okay. Oh, that.
It got hot in here really quick. Okay.
So, for those... you're going to have fun editing this one. So we have two guests in the room, possibly three.
Well, technically three.
Technically three if Bruce decides to speak up and say anything. We have Gracelyn, Christina, and Bruce sitting here.
Well, technically...
Four.
There's four, because there's a bean over here
there
as well.
There was another in the fire.
Michael Jr.
Michael Jr. She's my child.
Who's that's been Alex's thing. Anytime Alex has told Christina that anytime she needs anything, she just needs to look at me and say, "I'm with child." I don't care that the remote is.
You're gonna hate when that comes
reach.
Back on you.
Because you lose, like you lose in any way. It's there's no
for
way
nine whole months.
That.
Just it's the
I'm
baby.
I'm with child. You're like, okay, I don't care, or it's like do it yourself. You sound bad in every outcome.
It's okay. He likes to say, you know, people ask us to do something. He likes to say, oh, well, she's pregnant. So.
My man.
Scapegoat.
At least it's not we're pregnant.
Thanks, love.
You're welcome.
That was great. All right. Back to the game.
Da, da, da.
Da, 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 da.
Blank makes me want to throw up.
Oh, yes.
We hope you're enjoying today's special fun Good Friday Lifeline podcast. Don't forget, you can help support this ministry by donating via Cash App at $TheLifelinePodcast. Or if you're a church member and part of the Realm app, you can give via the Realm app. Just put podcast in the memo or reach out to one of our hosts. Thank you for your tremendous support. And don't forget to share this and all of the Lifeline podcast episodes. Now we return to our fun Good Friday special cast. Bruce, Gracelyn, and Christina, along with hosts Michael, Alex, and Chad. Getting a little crowded in this tiny broadcast booth. I think I'll step outside. Back to you guys.
Carrying the church on the back of my servant's heart makes me want to throw up.
That's terrible.
Next card.
Stop.
Attending my church's new members class for free breakfast makes me want to throw up. Thank God we do our luncheon. Oh, man. The charisma of Michael Todd makes me want to throw up. That's definitely it. Who had that? Do you know who Michael Todd is?
I don't even know who Michael Todd is.
That is a fact, and that's good.
That's right.
Wait, what? Oh, okay, never mind.
All right, it's me. Fine.
All right.
I'll show you later.
He's a pastor.
He's black. Just...
Love you, Bruce.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, my card says, what makes me nervous at church?
Yes. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Did you say yeah? Oh, give them to me. I'll show them. Oh,
yeah. I don't have a really good
one. Me either. I just kind of threw one out there.
I'm going to have to get rid of one.
I know. It's like the sum of all my...
Oh, man, why is...
You got a good one, didn't you?
We don't do this at all, do we?
You want me to read it again?
Oh, ready? Read your book card.
What makes me nervous at church? Insecure body language. Evolution. Not wearing a seatbelt on the church van.
Read that one more time.
Not wearing a seatbelt on the church van.
Oh, wow.
Depends on who's driving.
Oh.
That is a fact.
Kim Franklin.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's a hard one. I might have to go with this one.
What was it?
The church van.
Hey!
Not my insecure body language.
Yes.
I didn't have a good, I mean, evolution.
I
had to get rid of a card.
Was it mine? Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Thanks,
Grace. Here we go.
In a world.
You're welcome, Alex.
Join us next week as we kick off our series on blank. I'm not looking.
Okay, you read and I handle.
All right. My best radio voice. Join us next week as we kick off our series on not realizing the Babylon Bee articles are fake. Join us next week as we kick off our series on painkillers. Jeez.
Painkillers.
And here we go. Join us next week as we kick off our series on starting a podcast.
Hey, that's good.
That is so appropriate. I mean, if I'm going with the funny one, I'm going with the Babylon Bee one. Yeah. Let's go with Babylon Bee.
Let's go!
Use my boom, podcast boom, card boom. On YouTube.
That's three.
I looked at her and I was like, I would have been the one to,
to do the podcast card.
I got three.
You're good.
Oh, okay.
It's your turn there. Let's
do it.
Alex Mahomes. All right.
Mahomes.
Blank is my favorite Christian pastime. I have a great card for this. Gosh, why is this my card?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
That card I just showed you.
I'm so nervous. Hearing a phone buzz is my favorite Christian pastime.
Hey, that was the South Gastonia Church of God newsletter that just came into my email.
It was mean too.
Blank is my favorite Christian pastime. A Jesus flipping tables rampage is my favorite Christian pastime. Hit me. Stealing snacks from the nursery is my favorite Christian pastime.
Yes! That's great.
And the nursery worker laughs. Yes.
That's why she volunteered.
That's right.
All right, hit me. Sending memes during church is my favorite Christian pastime.
That's not a pastime. That's a current time.
So I relate to this one. Okay.
Brand of shoes. Stop.
I feel like I missed it.
You did. It's okay. It.
Okay, so I'm going to have to go with stealing snacks from the nursery.
That's me.
That's right. One. I know what
you. Y'all got some kind of ESPN. Now,
if you, listen, if you would have played that card on me and I'd known that, yeah, you'd have won. That'd have been it.
I showed that card to Bruce a second ago and I just said, Skechers.
You had to have been there.
Sorry.
Blank is what irritates me the most about church.
Ooh.
Choose wisely, fellow church goers. Huh?
That's terrible.
I think that's the gist of the game.
You're right.
It's a great one.
All right, you ready?
Yes. Oh my God, this is insane. Eating at the same Mexican restaurant every Sunday is what irritates me the most about church. Tequilas.
I love tequilas.
My mission trip to Africa is what irritates me the most about church. I couldn't even look at Bruce when I said that.
Why, Chad?
Oh.
See?
Being a broken vessel is what irritates me the most.
Wow.
That's it. That's it.
Let's go. Let's go.
That's it. I love this game way too much.
I showed Christine that car. She goes, that's terrible.
That's the point.
I gotta remember that when I play with y'all.
The worse it is, the better the joke.
One of the things is you also have to know
who's judging.
Yeah, you got to know their personality. You got to know what's going to get them.
That's why you got to be careful who you play apples to apples with. Because if you have people who you know what they're thinking, you pick their card every time.
Well, that's true.
Y'all ready?
Anyway, go for it.
I have a theological issue with...
Yes.
You picked this one.
I'm starting to get scared of what y'all gonna throw down.
I like that top one.
That would've been a good one.
Uh-huh.
Can't wait to play that card.
I have a theological issue with mandatory premarital counseling.
Wow.
That's deep.
Real deep. I have a theological issue with boycotting Target. I have a theological issue with preferring to tithe on my phone or not at all. I don't know. The mandatory premarital counseling was pretty funny. It's pretty funny. I like that one.
I'm wasting my boycott in Target.
Now you see why I really laughed. Now you see why I really laughed.
Oh, it's my turn. My biggest regret of last year. Fake laughing.
That was all fake. I'm just kidding.
Perfect. My biggest regret of last year. Kissing. Oh boy. My biggest regret of last year. Oh. American Christianity.
Terrible.
This should also be turned into one of those where you have to read them with a straight face.
and, without
and not laugh.
I'd lose.
It's like another level of this game. It's kind of like if you watch Impractical Jokers.
Oh man, I can't watch them. They make me so uncomfortable.
They have to do something. That's
makes me so uncomfortable.
I would love to be on that show. And try it.
Me too. God, I would. It was so great.
Anyways, my biggest regret of last year.
Choose wisely.
I'm not going to pick that one just because my wife's sitting in the room. That's not... it's not true.
Thanks, Christina.
I don't know. Sorry. Let's go with fake laughing.
Dang it! For sure I thought kissing would be great. I thought it was perfect. Even she laughed. Every church should have at least one Sunday morning.
You're already laughing.
I didn't read the white card yet, so it doesn't count. Every church should have at least one Sunday morning dedicated to...
I knew he was going to laugh.
automatic fail.
Making bad choices. Okay, I'm sorry. I failed you guys. Every church should have at least one Sunday morning dedicated to think of something bad. Serving pizza at youth group. Okay,
ooh,
that's not.
That's a good one.
No. Think of like a sad puppy. Every church should have at least one Sunday morning dedicated to my mission trip fundraiser on GoFundMe. That wasn't even funny. I don't know why I laughed. Okay, it's gonna be the making bad decisions.
Does that mean I get two?
Yeah. Yes, you get two.
From 0 to 10. Oh man!
I blamed the overflowing toilet in the men's room on buffets. I blamed the overflowing toilet in the men's room on camp food. Facts.
So this has happened to you before. That laugh doesn't count. I mean, that was solid. That was good. All right, one more. Sorry.
I blame the overflowing toilet in the men's room on getting a front row spot in our church's huge parking lot. I'm going to go with buffets.
Let's go!
If praying doesn't work, try predicting the end times. If praying doesn't work, try posting on social media that you're fasting. That's it. I'm done. I can't.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Anyway.
I swear this is the best game I ever
we've
got.
We've had way too much fun with this game. You said you saw it on TikTok?
I did. I sent it to Bruce like 2 months ago, and I finally ordered it the other day.
Well, this is all types of fun. Thank you for tuning in this week to the Lifeline Podcast for South Gastonia Church of God. I'm Michael, along with Chad and Alex, and special guest Gracelyn, or what did Chad call
Gracklin.
It? Gracklin. My wonderful wife, Christina, is sitting over here.
With Bean.
Baby Bean. We find out what Bean is on Monday.
Yay!
Then Bruce is here. Bruce has been comedic relief.
Standing in the shadows. He said, thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Lifeline Podcast with South Gastonia Church of God. And we appreciate you guys listening, tuning in, and bearing with us this week as we laughed our way through this game. We hope you guys have a great Easter weekend, and join us tonight. You're listening to this on Friday morning. Join us tonight for our healing and deliverance service, which starts at 7 p.m. And also tomorrow, our family fun day here on the campus of South Gastonia Church of God at 310 Carolina Avenue, Gastonia, North Carolina, will be from 11 until 2. We'll have inflatables, hot dogs, games and such for the family and all the kids. And then on Sunday morning, you guys know what's coming Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Guess what's coming back?
Jesus.
The choir.
The choir.
I mean, listen, if Jesus wants to come back Sunday, I ain't complaining. I ain't gonna complain about it.
He rose from the tomb. Why'd you do me so dirty?
Anyways, yes, the choir will be singing Sunday. We are thrilled. We had a phenomenal choir practice this past Sunday, and it was so cool just to be there. And it's neat because it's like, you know, we just start going through songs a cappella without music, and Keith just says, okay, turn to this page, and the choir sings it like we've been singing it.
Like we haven't been off for a year.
Like we haven't been off. And choir is fantastic. Can't wait to be in church Sunday morning. So, fun-filled, full weekend here at South Gastonia. Again, I'm Michael with Chad, Alex, Christina, Baby Bean, Gracelyn, and Bruce. That's right. All right. We love you guys. Thank you. Like and subscribe and share the podcast. And we look forward to being with you guys next week.
See ya.
Peace.